Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 14, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Exercise blood pressure relative to fitness and cardiovascular outcomes. The exertion study. The exertion study found that a hypertensive response to exercise is independently associated with cardiovascular disease. This relationship persists even after accounting for aerobic capacity, indicating it is an independent risk factor. The data demonstrated a clear link between exercise blood pressure relative to fitness and cardiovascular disease events in a cohort of 12,743 people. Article number 2. Left bundle branch versus biventricular pacing. Mechanistic insights from a canine model. The study found that left bundle branch pacing offered distinct mechanistic advantages over biventricular pacing in a canine model of dysynchronous heart failure. Electrocardiographic, echocardiographic, and molecular measurements revealed differences in treatment effects between the two pacing modalities. These findings provide fundamental insights into how each pacing strategy influences cardiac function and remodeling at a detailed biological level. Article number 3. Anthracycline cardiotoxicity, role of metabolic vulnerability induced by cardiac pressure overload. The study demonstrated that left ventricular pressure overload, induced by aortic banding in Yucatan pigs, increases metabolic vulnerability to anthracycline cardiotoxicity. Animals with pressure overload exhibited distinct metabolic changes that predisposed them to doxorubicin-induced cardiac damage. These findings clarify underlying mechanisms by which conditions like hypertension and valvular heart disease exacerbate anthracycline cardiotoxicity, identifying potential therapeutic targets. Article number 4. Valvular heart failure, evolving pharmacological approaches. This review provides a comprehensive overview of established medical therapies proven to prevent valve disease progression. It delineates pharmacological approaches effective in preventing or treating heart failure in patients with both primary and secondary valvular disease. The review highlights the intricate bidirectional relationship between valve disease and heart failure, offering guidance on evidence-based treatment strategies. Article number 5. Early diagnosis of ATTR-CM. Using carpal tunnel biopsy examination, EDUCATE, a United Kingdom prospective multicenter study. The EDUCATE study found that histological examination of carpal tunnel biopsy samples effectively detects transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. This diagnostic approach identifies transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy in older people before substantial and irreversible cardiac damage occurs. The data demonstrate the clinical utility of carpal tunnel biopsy for early diagnosis, which is crucial for improving outcomes with available specific therapies that slow disease progression. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.